MapAction is committed to creating data-rich emergency response landscapes. Since 2024, we have taken proactive steps towards this goal using three simple techniques. We listen, we learn, and we adapt. Our commitment to support local agencies in the humanitarian data landscape, for example in Africa, is multifold. We've supported capacity building for grassroots networks in Uganda and Kenya. We have worked with a dozen African national disaster management agencies in the last 24 months alone, many more since our inception in 2002, offering support on risk modeling, emergency response, or capacity building. We've also worked with academics, government, and NGO personnel. We continue to listen, learn, and adapt. It's easy to express an idea with a map, Jair Slikund, MapAction's information management officer in the Democratic Republic of Congo, noted late last year. A map can tie together disparate data points and provide a moment of clarity, in the same way a sentence takes letters without meaning and can turn them into a powerful insight. The question of who has access to or owns these insights, this power, even in the emergency preparedness landscape, has long been shaped by global power dynamics. The major INGOs, international agencies, institutions, and donors are headquartered in the global north. Humanitarian response, in turn, is often focused on the global south. This has traditionally deprived local humanitarian organizations of agency. The question of who has access to and can manage data in the humanitarian landscape inevitably is tied up in this paradox. At MapAction, we are committed to addressing this imbalance, to creating a more equitable humanitarian data landscape. Our approach to localization is shaped by our partners. We're committed to learning and understanding their needs. We listen, we learn, we adapt, we address the gaps we are asked to support. Why? Because data can save lives, shape communities, and inform the entire response to a disaster. Through dozens of conversations with local partners and agencies, we are strengthening our understanding of specifically local needs in each place. These conversations help to build trust. Our partners must know that we are committed, humbly, to support them with what they identify as a need. Local humanitarian agencies must be data sovereign in choice and capacity, have access to the right data tools, risk models, and experienced personnel. To know that we know what we know, and to know that we do not know what we do not know, that is true knowledge, said Copernicus. True power. Early journey, Caribbean and Central Asia. Our journey to support local data landscapes began in the Caribbean more than 15 years ago. For a decade, we have worked alongside the Caribbean Disaster Emergency Management Agency, CDEMA, to strengthen data-driven decisions in emergency response in the Caribbean. As CDEMA built institutional capacity across its 19 participating states, we supported when we were asked to. We've since conducted more than 50 joint training events and emergency responses side by side with CDEMA, including most recently in response to Hurricane Melissa in Jamaica in December 2025. Other recent humanitarian mapping efforts during the annual hurricane season have been supported by local MapAction volunteers. Podcast, Towards Disaster Resilience with CDEMA and the Caribbean. Read more, meet a MapAction volunteer on International Women's Day. At the same time, teams from our 70-plus expert information management volunteers worked along the Center for Emergency Situations and Disaster Risk Reduction, CESDRR, to co-develop data sovereignty in Central Asia. Over 5 years, MapAction and CESDRR supported the development of 320 local GIZ officers from emergency agencies in Kazakhstan, Kyrgyzstan, and Uzbekistan between 2018 and 2023. Those countries now have officers who can map floods and wildfires as they unfold and inform live solutions. With the ASEAN Coordinating Center for Humanitarian Assistance, AHA Center, the Humanitarian Assistance Department of the 11-member intergovernmental organization, we co-worked on building capacity in grassroots and national groups in, among other countries, Nepal, Philippines, and Sri Lanka. Read also, we see real outcomes. MapAction impact in Central Asia, in partnership with CESDRR. Recent focus on Africa. In the last 24 months, our focus returned to Africa. We've used geese to tackle malaria, put unvaccinated children on the map, and mapped cholera and Ebola outbreaks. Red also. Map Action streamlining data management in DRC to improve the lives of millions of displaced people. Whether it's supporting local agencies to understand the needs of 6+ million displaced people in Democratic Republic of Congo, DRC, health professionals to reach millions of unvaccinated children in Central or West Africa, or working with disaster management agencies to map a dangerous hurricane in Mozambique or Madagascar. Map Action is increasingly committed to supporting locally led data landscapes in Southern Africa. When local agencies identify gaps in their personnel's disaster risk management expertise, we enable use of GIS and data management tools. We tailor these tools based on need, demand, and circumstances. During the worst emergencies, local disaster management agencies often request our team's assistance, and so we provide surge support and help decision makers to process the data into solutions. When local disaster management agencies identify risks linked to regular disasters, our expert staff and volunteers support them to create mitigating models for the risks they face. We work with grassroots, national and regional organizations to put data at the heart of emergency preparedness and response. Our team of 70+ volunteers, a collective treasure of humanitarian information management expertise, is at the service of this objective. Climate threats in Southern Africa. Most recently, our work has focused on providing support to the 16-country Southern African Development Community, SADC, specifically building capacity at the SADC Humanitarian and Emergency Operations Center, SHOC. SHOC is responsible for the coordination of regional disaster risk preparedness, response, and early recovery to support member states affected by disasters. UNOCHA estimated that thousands of people died in more than 500 natural disasters in the SADC region between 2005 and 2015 alone. Climate change is intensifying the pressure on the limited resources available to local disaster risk management sectors. Madagascar alone was struck by 50 cyclones between 2000 and 2024. The challenges SADC member states face vis-a-vis climate change are multifold. Climate change poses a number of risks to SADC goals for regional economic development. Increased frequency of floods, cyclones, and droughts may damage infrastructure, destroy agricultural crops, disrupt livelihoods, and cause loss of life, notes SADC on climate adaptation. Understanding how the weather is changing and how disasters will affect communities is key to building preparedness. Data is the key enabler, stretching limited resources into good decisions and responses that serve the affected communities as best they can. Read also, COPE 28, good use of data is key to mitigating the climate emergency. Risk or no risk? In 2023, Map Action began to work with national disaster agencies on modeling threats and capacity according to the Inform Risk Index model. These exercises were designed to give local agencies the shared ability to harness and manage data in real time and to anticipate risks from natural disasters like floods, wildfires, and droughts. National disaster management agencies in Mozambique, Madagascar, and Eswatini now use these models to strengthen preparedness and model future risks. As climate change intensifies, Southern Africa needs data to provide a mitigating shield. View also, anticipatory action and the benefits of robust data models. As of 2025, Map Action has been providing training and support to SADC's Emergency Operations Center, as well as information management staff from disaster management agencies of the 16-country SADC bloc. In February 2026, Map Action's director of GIS Greg Fricks traveled to Nacala, northern Mozambique, where SADC's Emergency Operations Center has been situated since 2022 to launch a new support phase. Working together, Map Action and SADC SHOC will develop a region-wide, user-friendly application based on geospatial and data science processes that will enable rapid risk assessment for various hazards. In February 2026, Map Action's Ant Scott also supported a SADC capacity building event in person in Antananarivo. Our head of GIES, Greg Fricks, was in Zambia in June to meet SADC colleagues. As of May 2026, MapAction also has an information management officer seconded to the SADC Humanitarian and Emergency Operations Center, SHOC, headquarters in Nacala, northern Mozambique. This long-term support aims to support the development of GIES and risk modeling strategies for emergency response and preparedness across the region. MapAction's African Data Highway. At the same time, MapAction has been sending teams of humanitarian mappers to support national disaster management agencies in the region during disasters. In January 2026, MapAction mappers supported Mozambique's National Disaster Management Agency, INGD. Together, we mapped data to analyze the best possible response to floods that took more than 100 lives. This was MapAction's sixth support mission in Mozambique in response to a disaster since 2019. MapAction also mapped the entire humanitarian data landscape in Mozambique in early 2025 in partnership with the country's National Disaster Management Agency, INGD. Only days after this year's response in Mozambique, another MapAction team flew to Madagascar to leverage data in support of the National Disaster Management Agency, BNGRC, to mitigate the impact of Hurricane Jazani on Africa's largest island. Our work with SADC and more broadly in the region will continue in 2026 and beyond. Throughout all the work we do, we will continue to listen, learn, and adapt. Redmore, a volunteer-driven disaster relief model.